Leung Po just went to Chiang Mai and just came back last night. He went to pay respect to Leung Po Plien, who has just passed away. He was very nice. He was put in the coffin. It's a cold coffin. Life is uncertain. Everyone has to die. When you die, and people will think of you, they will think of the goodness and badness of you. Don't live the lives that make people think that, yeah, you deserve to die. Don't live the life like that. We need to train ourselves to have morality. Until we cannot blame ourselves. So all the good people has no point to blame us. That would be very good. Like in the Buddha period, all the monks would think that there is nothing that the Buddha can blame them. They do all the good things. The mind will be fulfilled. The mind will have concentration automatically. Just cultivate goodness. And we think we're recollecting about the good things that we have developed. We'll be happy just to think of it. Happiness is a proximate cause for concentration. So we just do good things. But don't be crazy to do good things, like making merit. If you make merit and you hope for the good result, that has defilements, that's not good. Only make merit is enough. You have to have wholesome mind. That is to reduce the defilements. So you have to do good things. You have a chance to do it, do it. Leung Po Dun also teaches him. If you have opportunity to do good things, then do it. But if the opportunity doesn't come, don't struggle to do it. So in short, is to give donation, to have morality, practice concentration, and cultivate the insight. Meditation, cultivate the wisdom. These are all the merit. The merit that incorporate with wisdom is the greatness. The merit of concentration is better than keeping the five precepts. When your mind has concentration, you won't have the willingness to do bad things. For charity, you can give things, give donations. You can do good. That is considered making a merit. But don't make yourself suffer because giving too much. So make sure that when you're making the merit, you are happy before doing it, happy during the time that you're doing it, and happy after you have finished doing it. That would be a perfect merit. Otherwise, the merit will just be very little. So if you have so little, like 5 baht, 10 baht, but you are very happy about that, that merit is greater. It doesn't depend on the amount of money. Some temple just deceive people, lure them to like sell the house, to give the money to make the donation to the temple. They deceive people that if you do a lot of donations and you get very big merit, get good results. That is greedy. Making donation or charity has different levels. Like first is giving things, another is to forgive people. Forgiveness is even better and greater than giving things. Giving Dhamma is the greatest of all. You give the correct view to other people, that is Dhammatan. Or to giving things, you do it with the animals, it's good, but to do with people, but even though they are bad people, it's better than doing to the animals. But even greater if you do the merit with the people who has goodness, who has people who has good things, who have five precepts, is better than those bad people. But if you do it with the monks, those enlightened ones, then that is a big wholesome result. Also to do merit with the monks, or the greater one is with the monks who has the Buddha as the subject. But now the Buddha is not here anymore, so when you do the merit, you do it with the monks, but in your mind, you think that the Buddha is there, thinking that they are disciples of the Buddha. So we think in our mind that we do it to all the monks with the Buddha there. So making merit has many ways. Like giving things. Are those things pure? They must be pure. Did you steal it to make merit? If you steal it, but giving things to others, that is not very good. In the past, there is a lady they call Mae Lao. In the past, the lady who like sell their sexual for money, they get money from that. This lady built a temple. Her name is Fang, so people call this temple Temple Fang. So they name the temple the name meaning is from all those ladies. This lady met a monk. A great master named Long Pu To. She asked Long Pu whether she get a lot of merits. Long Pu said, just a little. Why? Because this money is from, it's not pure. From the source that you get. If you do it yourself and you earn it, you work hard by yourself to do it honestly with the pure intention, then it's a greater merit. When you make merit and you just wish for a thousand things, like to just wish for like three pages of wishes, these kind of things, you get very little merit. The intention is not pure. The giver is not pure. It's greedy. I just want to make the face. Those are just little merits. But if you do it to get rid of defilements, that would be better. Like you give out money to help others and also reduce your greediness. Helping the temple, helping the schools, the hospitals, just to help them. This is a better merit. The intention is more pure. Besides, the giver is the receiver. The receiver must be good as well. Like, if you do it with the monks, with the Buddha as the subject, that is better. If you give things to the monk, like specific monk, if that monk is good, that is good, but it's not equal to, it's not like when you do it with an assemble of monks, a group of monks. That is a greater merit when you do it with the whole monks, not specific or individual monks. That is a greater merit. Not like you like this monk, so you give it to this monk, so your mind is less broad. So when you give to a group of monks without specific to each individual monk, then it's better. Like we want to do merit with enlightened monks, but how do we know which one is enlightened? That's difficult. So when we make merit, just know how to put your mind. Make sure that you just reduce defilements. That's a better merit, that you have wisdom. If you make a merit with such kind of wisdom, then it's the greatest. Today is easy and simple Dhamma because there are new people. Many people here, Longpo is not familiar with. Some Longpo see too often. If you come too often, maybe you should sit in the back. Let newcomers sitting in the front sometimes. So next is the homework period. She do the formal meditation with chanting. In daily life, she used breathing as her home base. Longpo asked whether she has mindfulness. Longpo told her to try breathing. That's not correct. She is pulling attention, holding to the breath. This is focusing on the breath. Just seeing that this body is breathing. Don't squeeze the mind. You'll be too tight. Practice more. Breathing and be mindful. Breathing and be mindful. When the mind is relaxed, then keeping watching when you happy, no so. When you're unhappy, no so. The mind moves out, no so. Then you can cultivate the wisdom from there. Next. At home, she practiced meditation, but here at the temple, she walked more. Longpo asked her to do the concentration, to do the meditation. She is too focused. The meditation like this is too focused. You have to be relaxed. Use a relaxing mind. Are you relaxing now? She said she is too nervous. Longpo told her to be relaxed. Use a relaxed mind to watch the breath. Don't be too tense. She said she is very nervous now. Longpo said that's why she cannot do it now. She is not skillful. When you are skillful enough, in a crowd, you can just do it. Anywhere you can do it. So you have to practice more. But the important thing is that don't interfere with the mind. Use the natural mind, breathing and no-so. Don't interfere it. Don't try to make it good. Don't try to make it calm. They are all impermanent. Don't hold on to it. Use a relaxed mind. It can be calm. It can be busy. Let it be. Next. You have been here before, right? She said yes. She said there is a master told her that she was attached to a state of practitioner. Nongpa said all the existence from like the wanting, the desire to be good, wanting to be good. Like right now, she is building like a state of existence. It's too tight. Don't manipulate the mind. Use the natural mind. She is not natural now. She is pulling attention. She said it just be like that by itself. Nongpa said because she is not skillful enough. Next. He's trying to watch the body movement and watch the mind that moves. He said he wanting to be good. Nongpa said, just be aware of it. If you know that the mind is has the wanting, that is good. He said sometimes he still uphold it, preserve the mind. Nongpa said, just know it relaxing. He doesn't know what to say. He never know what to say. Nongpa said, that's a real Dhamma. Beyond speech. All beyond conventional things. He was joking that he was submitting very high level of Dhamma. He asked for homework. He said, Nongpa said, just be aware, be mindful. The weakness is that you're often lost in thoughts. Next. The mind moves and sink into the phenomena. He knew it, but he could not fix it. Nongpa said, don't fix it. You don't like it, just know so. The important thing is to be impartial. It's not about being good or being bad, because good or bad is equal. Just make sure you're impartial. Okay, raise your hand. Anyone coming from far away, far away? Where are you from? Nongpa said, don't try to hold the mind. Now you are controlling it. It's calm, no so. It's nervous, no so. Don't send the mind out. Sometimes the mind is out and it's just comfortable out there. If you feel that it's broad, it's outside, no defilements, very comfortable for a long, long time, you should be aware that the mind might be out. So breathe in and take the mindfulness in yourself again. Don't let it lost in thought or go outside. She said she saw something moving in the middle of her chest and the heart. Nongpa said, happiness, unhappiness, all arises from the middle of the chest. And it's just, we're just moving, shaking like that. If we have sati, if our mindfulness is skillful enough, then we can see it. Not that we know that it's good or bad, we just see that something arising from there. If we see that a lot, we'll see that it's all suffering. At that point, then you do the calmness meditation. She said she cannot do it now. She has the ache with her leg. Her leg was swollen, so she cannot do anything with it. She just observe it. Nongpa said her weakness is that when she speaks, she was not aware of her mindful. She cannot be mindful enough when she speaks. She cannot break it. She cannot stop it when she just speak. Notice yourself. what is your defilement of yourself and notice it. Longpa used to go to the US, and that is so far. He lost the energy for traveling. Next, try to come back to your mind. Don't let it go outside, broadly outside. Number 16, who's calling the number? Where are you? Let me see your face first. Okay. She practiced for about 1 year. She can see the mind work by itself. Longpa said, good. She can see the mind and the body are separate. But she can still feel the self. Longpa said, actually, there is no self. It's the misperception. It's a wrong belief. She wants to submit homework for her son as well. He said her son is being nervous. Just know so. He can see the mind. Longpa said, yes, he can saw it, he can see it. She asked for suggestion. Longpa suggested that just keep practicing. But when he enters teenagers, normally we get lost to the world. That's normal. So practice since he was young. So when he grow up, then he will come back. Keep watching the feelings. She said she have her son listen to Longpa CD all the time. Longpa said, don't be too harsh with him. He will develop by himself. Like right now, he is being shy. Just know that you are shy. Very cute. Number 6. Children in this age, they can be shy. Children is shy these days, and Longpa said, these days, the guys can be more shy than women. She wants to thank you, Longpa. Last year, Longpa gave her advice. Her mom has a problem about mental illness, but her mom is get recovered now. She can see the movement in the middle of the chest, but she can no longer see it now. Longpa said because she was greedy. The moving in the middle of the chest is the fabrication. If you want to see it, you are greedy, it's obvious, then you will no longer see it. Just observe it. Like right now, it's also moving there, spinning. Do you see it? She said yes. We are not seeing it for it to stop. We are seeing it to see that the fabrication is just non-self. We cannot control it. And while it's fabricating all the time, that is suffering. So before all those movements will calm down permanently, then you have to be enlightened one. Don't be discouraged. You have to observe for a long time. Number 33. My mind is not impartial. It has a lot of aversion and also discouragement. Nongpa said, it has no happiness. So what are you going to do? There is nothing you can do. When you are aware that the mind is not impartial, just know so. Know that you're unhappy and it will disappear. But don't want it to be disappear. Just observe it. What you can do now is to do calmness concentration so that the mind can rest. Your mind is too tense. It has a lot of stress. If you watch it, it cannot be disappeared. So recite the word putto. Don't think about those problems that make you stressful. Can you notice that? Unhappiness or stressfulness comes after the thinking. And we cannot stop the mind to think. So we kind of train the mind to think of the word putto, putto. When the mind can rest, then your mind will have more energy to fight in the daily life. If the mind is just restless all the time, it has no energy to fight with daily problems. There is no one that has no problems in life. This issue, after that issue, then there is another issue. So we practice to train our mind. When it faces the problems, then we can see that the problem just has the cause. If we can fix the cause, then the problem can disappear. But as for our mind, it gets suffered because it had the cause as well. The cause is that we want the problems to get disappeared. But the problem is not disappeared because the cause of the problem is still there. Besides, you get suffered in the mind as well. So the wanting, the desire for the mind to be happy or to be free from unhappiness, that is suffering. If we want the problem to get away, then our mind will get suffered. So keep the good mind first. When you have a good mind, then you have concentration, you have energy, then you have power enough to think of how to fix the problems. But some kind of problems cannot be fixed. You have to let the problem to be fixed by itself. Like you have cancer, it cannot be cured. You cannot fix it. If you cannot fix it, like you have to die with cancer, what should we do to not get suffered? Some kind of problems, even though you don't get fix it, it just disappears by itself. Like there is a barking dog, we don't like it, but it's not our dog. And someday the dog dies. This problem disappears, even though we don't have to get in to fix it. Some issues, we have to fix it. But some issues, we try to fix it, but it doesn't get disappeared. Some issues, it just disappear by itself. It depends on our mind. Just to face all the problems with strength. If we understand life, we'll know that the problem is impermanent as well. The mind get impartial, then we'll not get suffered. And then we just get stressful without being able to fix the problem at all. So tackle with the mind. The problems is external things, but the suffering is what produced by our mind. Number 11. He submitted the homework before last year. He asked to ordain before, but he finally did not get to ordain. How should he do? Long Pa said, you're a lay person, you can practice as a lay person. To wear the yellow robe like monks, your mind might not be monk. So being a lay person, you practice, you can get rid of defilements, then you can be monk by your mind. If you are not ready to change your uniform, that's okay. Practice at home. There's no limitation. But we need to keep the five precepts. Practice the formal meditation every day. The rest, do the daily meditation practice. Contact with the world. When you're happy or unhappy, just know so. And one day your mind will become a monk. Number 14. Long Pa said he practiced with Long Pu Dun. And at one point his mind has changed. He thought of being ordained, but he still has responsibilities. He has to take care of his families, his father and mother. If he get to ordain by that time, then he will leave his responsibilities. So Long Pa take care of his father and mother until his mother died. Only father left. And he thought that one day if his father died and he would go to ordain, he was like, oh, am I thinking badly about his father? That's not correct. So Long Pa asked his father whether he would like to stay at the temple. And his father said, yes, okay, let's go to the temple together. But he was like 89 years old. So he was there at the temple for a month, but there are a lot of visitors at the monk. So he has to take care of the guests throughout the day. Until one day he was so exhausted and he falls off. He falls on the floor. The hip was broken, so he took him to the hospital. And he swallowed the food and it was like struggled until he was dead. So if we still have responsibilities, just do it. If you're a lay person, would you turn away, you leave the families, leave everyone? Just let the wife taking care of the families and become a monk, then you're a bad monk. When it's a time to fight and you just escape from it, it will be the same behavior when you're the monk. So you have to fight. He did the meditation last night and the mind get bright, and he felt that some kind of insect bite him, and then the feelings were separated, and he can see that the feeling disappear. Long Pa said, just keep watching. One is the knower, one is the playing the role. So just keep practicing. Number 12. Long Pa told her that last time she was outside, she was stuck outside. She can notice it now. Long Pa said, good. Once you know it, then it would get back to normal state. So breathe and know it. But don't pull the mind. It will be too tight. Just breathe naturally. And the mind will come back, be rooted in awareness. If the mind is not rooted in awareness, you can walk further. You cannot walk further. Now you are too tight, too focused. before you press it even more harder. She asked whether she is at the base. He said, no, now you are waiting for the answer. So the mind jumps to wait for the answer, it's not at the base. But right now you are controlling the mind. Do you feel that? You are pressing your mind, pulling it. It has some weight. Do you observe it? If the mind has some weight, that means that you are controlling it. Just be aware of it. Observe it more and more, and one day it will become an impartial mind. And then when your mind gets busy, just come back to calmness meditation. She says sometimes you can see the three characteristics. Longpa said yes. If the mind is at the base, you can see it. Sometimes it's at the base, it just does not walk the wisdom path. But the mind is the rooted is at awareness. It's a good quality mind. Sometimes it walks the path of wisdom, sometimes it does not. And it doesn't cultivate the wisdom all the time. There is some time that it would just rest. If it rests all the time, that is not good. If it rests and then it go out to cultivate the insight meditation, then that is good. But don't think ahead. Just wait for it to see the three characteristics. You are better. Very good. You are very patient from the person who are very focused until now. This is not normal. Very good. Number 31. Are you glad? You get the microphone. She said that she did more concentration. And she has the wanting to do it. So she gets tight and she just be aware of it. But before she doesn't have intention and just do it relaxingly, Dongpa said yes. The trick is to do it with a relaxing mind. It can be calm, it can be busy. Let it be, and not for so long, then it will come to a composed state. She said when she did the meditation, she was fine at the beginning, but later she would get busy. Longpa said, if it gets busy, stop doing the wisdom, just come back to the calmness meditation. Longpa said, if you do only the wisdom, cultivation only is not good. The mind will be restless. Comes back to the word putto, putto, or the breathing. When the mind is busy a lot, like you get so restless, just come back to the word putto, putto, putto. She asked, in the morning, she did the exercise. Can it be good for practice? Longpa said, can be. But you have to practice in every body movement. Like one day you cannot walk, what would you do? So you can walk with the fingers, for example. Number 13. He's submitting the homework the second time. Longpa said he is getting better. He can be more mindful. Longpa said he is on the correct path. But the mind is not at the base right now. If you know it, it's good. Number 2. You are glad? Just know so. Number 2. Are you aware that the mind moves? Be mindful. Be mindful, but not too controlling. She's not sure if she walked the right path. She has some headache. Nopal asked how. What is the condition like for your headache? At which point? She said there is some point that is ache on the head. She has headache like every day. Nopal said just reciting Butto, Butto. Don't control the mind. And think of the Buddha. Let the mind to rest. And you'll be more comfortable. She asked whether she do the wrong meditation. Nopal said, no, not correct, but sometimes defilements just fool you. Just ignore, just don't pay attention to whether it's good or bad, correct or not correct. Just when the mind is calm, the mind is busy, the ache arises, just know so. Just know the mind. Be aware of the mind. When you have headache and you're not happy, then you know that you're not happy. In daily life, what should you watch? Nopal said, being lost in thought is also a kind of defilements. Whatever defilements arises, just watch that one. Not that we choose which defilement to watch. Which one is more distinctive, then watch that one. Like we're restless, the mind is restless, just know so. Like if the anger arises, you don't have to ask which one to watch. If you have anger, just watch it. Like we are watching a play, we see a star, we see a character who is playing at that scene. No one has to tell us which one to watch. So whatever phenomena is apparent, observe that one. Number 32. I think in bad ways, and I cannot stop it. Nopa said, you cannot control it, that means non-self. Nopa said, don't try, because the mind is non-self. If the mind think of unwholesome things, unwholesome thoughts, you just know so. But it's very little karma, because you have no intention. But if you have unwholesome thoughts and you are aware that it arises, then that you have some merit. It's good to see it. Don't hate it. The more you hate it, the more it comes. It's like a dog. If you are scared of the dog, then the dog would even scare you. Am I on the right way? Lungpa said, practice more. Don't be too worried. Learn yourself. Whatever it's stuck on, just observe it. You have wisdom, so you can observe by yourself. Use the principles that Longpa has teach. And if you have questions, just turn on the CD. The CD has all the answers. Why? Because everyone asks the same questions every day. Number 10, the last one. Anyone being glad knowing that the last person? Raise your hand. More. The last one. Do you see that your mind is out to the microphone? Number 10. You're lost in thought. She has done practice for 4 months. Her mind is scattered and go outside all the time. Lumpa said, just be aware of it. Use the principles of the Buddha. When it's busy, just know that it's busy. Don't try to stop it. And don't hate it. If you hate it, just know that you hate it. And then one day you know that when the mind would get busy, it would just get busy by itself. We cannot control it. But if the mind gets too busy, you just do the calmness meditation. Or you can do the chanting. Some people do not get to chant. And you see the ghosts, and you cannot recall all the chanting. You can just remember like namo, namo. And the ghost does not just ignore you and go away. Has anyone met the ghost? Has anyone seen the ghost? Are you afraid of? When Long Pa was a lay person, like now you keep your ears on. When he was a layperson, the mind likes to play, likes to go out. He knew all the ghosts and everything. But since he ordained, the mind just ignored those things. Like, we have responsibilities to learn within ourselves. Now, if the ghost comes, the ghost would be very difficult because Long Pa just don't pay attention to them. Why is that? Because the mind of the ghost and the mind of human is the same. If you get outside and you make contact with a lot of minds of people, you get restless. So he just cut it off, the cycle. Before he used to ask his master, Long Pu Te, he said he was suffering because his mind was too sensitive. When some people think of him, then he can feel it. The ghosts think of him, then he feel it. So it's like all day, all night. It's very suffering. What should he do? Lumpu told him that the mind is not strong enough. If we practice more, until one day that it has more power, if you don't want it to be in contact with it, then you can cut it off. But at that time, Long Pa was like, oh, it will be strong enough. So Long Pa did the meditation, in deep meditation, and he make a wish. Make a wish that may he not hearing all those things from other people outside. Because the noise is the hindrance, is the noise hinder the meditation. This is in the scriptures. So raptures and joys also the hindrance of a higher level of jhana. Happiness is also hinders the fourth level of jhana. It makes the mind not calm. So he wished not to hear those noises. After wishing, then he get into the deep meditation again, in and out the meditation several times, And once he get outside to the normal world, then he no longer hear those noise again. So keep practicing. Who is afraid of ghosts? But only those who actually see the ghost has only two. Why is that? Because we're afraid of what we can't see. If you practice, if you haven't seen the ghost until now, you won't see it. Those ghosts just ask for merit from you, and you won't hear them. They will just go away to ask from others. So if you haven't seen until now, you won't see it in this life. If you practice meditation and you're going to see it, then you'll see it. Don't worry. The most scary ghost is inside ourselves.